Thank you very much. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. This week we welcome back two of our regulars, Kenneth Williams and Derek Nimmo, and two guests who have not excelled, but they've also won the game more than once, Sheila Hancock and Giles Brandreth. Once again, I'm going to ask them to speak, if they can, on the subject I give them, and they're going to try and do that without hesitation or repetition or deviating from that subject. Let's begin the show this week with Giles Brandreth, and it is the most lovable points of a rhinoceros. Giles, can you go on that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
I have a small zoo at my home, and I live in the heart of rhinoceros country, Kensington West 8. It's part of the world where sex is what we have our potatoes delivered in. And there I keep my little pet rhino, who is a darling thing, and who is remarkable. The most lovable points about him being that he is an extremely literate rhinoceros. Indeed, he loves to read the great poets, particularly Ogden Nash. He writes poems about them himself. Indeed, he has just composed an ode to the deceased goldfish that is also in my collection. It goes, "Oh, wet pet." And when he dies, I have in mind to write a little poem in his honor.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Revolution of poem.
Yes, you mentioned the word poem before, I'm afraid, Giles. That was a marvellous start.
Lovely.
It was a round of applause, I think. It was most exciting, yes. Derek Nimmo did have a correct challenge of repetition of the word poem, so he takes over the subject, having gained a point for that, and there are 19 seconds left. The most lovable points of a rhinoceros, Derek, starting now.
I suppose what you consider to be the most lovable point depends whether you're a lady rhinoceros or a gentleman rhinoceros. But I remember going to Umfolozi in Chikhu.
It's a light way to describe it. It is. I can't think.
Yes, it was a confusionist speech which can only be
confusion at all. You're great fool. You're so ignorant, Father. It's a Zulu pronunciation of where the white rhino was found by Gary Master's brother. When everybody thought he was extinct, it was the most fascinating story. Anything about animals at all, instead of sitting there looking so stupid, you would have cheered him. This
heart-rending
story, how they went out with
darts
and found the
way.
Save it,
you might get a point.
A round of applause for that. I'm sorry, I can't give any points for that, Derek. Kenneth, you have 10 seconds on the most lovable points of a rhinoceros, starting now.
The rhinoceros, as you are aware, is a pachyderm, and the lovable...
Sheila Hancock is...
Deviation, I wasn't aware at all.
You didn't know?
I didn't. I don't even now know what a pachyderm is.
Oh.
Well, the fact that you weren't aware doesn't mean to say that he was necessarily deviating.
No, he's deviating if he says that I am aware.
No, he didn't. He didn't say you, Sheila Hancock. So he has another point, Kate, and 5 seconds on the most lovable points of a rhinoceros, starting now.
The most lovable points of a rhinoceros to me are those little eyes.
So at the end of the first round of this particular program, when we had the same four, it was interesting, the same four together some weeks back, Kenneth started with a flourish and took the lead commandingly at the end of the first round. He's done the same again, and Derek Nimmo begins the next round. Derek, the subject is removal men. Will you tell us something about them in the game, starting now?
I think removal men ought to be summoned to the studio at this very moment in time to remove the chairman. I would like to put to you is a gross incompetent who has never travelled south of Calais and therefore doesn't understand...
Sheila Hancock, chum.
I know I'll get this point. It's deviation to be talking so nastily about you, Nick, when he's been asked to talk about removal men.
What a good challenge, Sheila.
Exactly. Absolutely. I knew brilliant. I'd win
yes.
that one.
Yes. So, Sheila, I agree with you when there are 45 seconds on removal men starting now.
The great secret for removal men is to conceal your furniture from the neighbours, because it is an appalling fact that however nice it looks when it's in your house, it looks dreadful going down the garden path. So you have to pay them to cover it with sheets so that they don't see.
On this occasion, Sheila Hancock was talking as the whistle went, and of course, if I haven't mentioned it before, for those of you who may, for the first time, be listening for Just a Minute, whoever's talking that moment gains an extra point. Sheila Hancock's now in the lead with Kenneth Williams, and she also begins the next round. The subject is talking to plants. I don't know whether you ever...
Therefore, you cannot assess their personalities and know what to say to them in order to encourage them. You can have that
Derek
one.
Nimmo challenge.
Oh, you.
Well, sorry. I sort of rather funny for meditation in quarter.
Yes. All right, Derek. We have the subject of talking to plants, and there are 36 seconds starting now.
I mean, one of the more difficult plants to talk to these days are steel plants, because they're all the time they're being made redundant. They're coming down and saying, gentlemen, after 30 years' hard work, you've now got to go home and never come back. Now, there's the sort of plants that I would not like to talk to, and I do find it very difficult, and indeed...
Charles Brandechild.
Hesitation.
I think so, yes. He was really sort of drying up. He made a super point and then couldn't go on. Giles, you won that point. A point to you, of course. 19.5 seconds. Talking to plants, starting now.
Not only should one talk to plants, but one should also give them names that may seem effective and appropriate to them. If you've got a plant that happens to be called a pansy, thinking of the right name for it can be difficult. I know a pansy.
And Derek Nimmo, Charles.
The name.
Yes, you talked about... You used the word name before. I'm sorry, Giles. So Derek has another point. 5 seconds talking to plants, starting now.
I often talk to plants, particularly nocturnally, because I have them in my garden. I go out with a miner's helmet and look at them, and they say, hello!
Derek was speaking as the whistle went, gained the extra point, and he's now taken the lead ahead of Sheila Hancock. Then comes Kenneth Williams and Giles Brandreth. They're only a 1 point between each one of them. Kenneth, your turn to begin, and the subject is Florence. Will you tell us something about that in the game, starting
this
now?
This beautiful city, nestling by the Arno, is for me particularly memorable, since it was where Michelangelo did so much work for the Medici. And I think of that incredible statue in the Uffizi of his, the David. What marvelous sinews seem to be in that rock. Oh, don't forget, quarry from very near. And the other thing that I...
Yes, your challenge.
I think hesitation.
I think that was hesitation.
Now, I was going on to Bellini and Donatello and Giotti.
All very good restaurants, but we're not.
Don't laugh at him. Don't laugh. You encourage him. You encourage him to
But you definitely hesitated, Kenneth. So, Giles Brandreth has the subject, another point, and there are 24 seconds. Florence. Starting now.
Kenneth has clearly worked himself into the most terrible frenzy, and it is a city where I have fond memories of...
Derek Nimmo,
hesitation.
No, not at all. He managed to keep going... Giles, you keep the subject. 18 seconds and... No, 17 and a half. Starting now.
I first took my wife to Florence for our honeymoon. It was a remarkable and memorable evening that we enjoyed in the banks of this particular river that was referred to earlier by Kenneth. Florence, I always thought, really was the name of an animal in the magic roundabout, but it turns out to be the most beautiful and spectacular city as well. One of the most...
At the end of that round, Giles was speaking as the whistle went, gained the extra point, and he's now going to lead one ahead of Derek Nimmo and two ahead of Sheila Hancock and three ahead of Kenneth Williams. And Giles, it's also your turn to begin. The subject is space shuttles. Can you tell us something about them in the game, starting now?
When I was a child, I very much wanted to be a spaceman. I know that when Nicholas was a child, he wanted to be a cowboy outfit, and now look where he is. And from my point of view, being a spaceman, the glory of it is that we're going to be able...
And Derek Nimmo Challenge.
Tradition of spaceman.
Yes, spaceman, hyphenated or not, it doesn't matter. It was repeated. And there are 8 seconds on space shuttles with you, Derek, starting now.
I've always wanted to take Florence on a space shuttle, particularly if I could take along with me some powdered rhinoceros horn. It's a wonderful aphrodisiac.
Kenneth Williams, a chance.
Always had aphrodisiacs and powdered rhinoceros horns, and nothing of which has to do with space shuttles. I think it's deviation.
Yeah, repetition of taking on the thing.
I said I'd like to take them on the space shuttle.
You don't know
what kind of space shuttle I'm going to go on.
Deviation, taking
I'm talking
Florence
about the subject.
This, that's all deviation. Nothing
space Kenneth, it's a good challenge, but I'm afraid I must disagree because he wasn't...
Well, you're a great fool, that's all I can say.
So if I agree with Derek, I'm a great fool. If I agree with Derek, I'm a great fool.
Joke, isn't it? A joke. People like me, a great cult, sitting here.
Why did you come all the way from
the... Well, it's an insult I have to swallow.
Because he might have having a quite...
Arcanine. Terrible dick.
Light of space fantasy I was trying to conjure out of my rather febrile...
Just get on with it. Pull yourself together,
dear. It's all this white rhinoceros stuff. It's got through to me, you see. Derek, tell you how fair I am. I agree entirely with you. You keep the subject, and you have 39 seconds left. Let's start again. Derek.
You can't even add up.
It's not adding up, it's subtracting. You don't realize that. That's the great thing I have to live with. I've had this ever since we started just a minute. They've been going for 15 years, and they still haven't given me a clock where they can go forwards and then backwards, and I have to subtract every time. Every time they challenge, and then they have to take somebody away from me anymore. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going to marry you. The men in the white coat have brought me back. We'll continue with just a minute. Derek, I agree with your challenge. The white rhino and everything else in your space shuttle with Florence, you can have them all. And you can have also 39 seconds to continue space shuttle starting...
Way up there on the great blue yonder with E.T. by my side. My friend, extraterrestrial. What a charming little fellow to accompany me on a space shuttle. I chucked Florence out rather early on. Got a bit tired because I didn't really care. But there...
Giles' challenge.
I'm afraid we had Florence, the reference
yes,
to Florence.
Florence came in once too often, and there are 21 seconds on... Case, 21 seconds on space shuttle starting now.
The real delight of going on the space shuttle is to discover whether or not that it happens to be a man on the moon who eats cheese. Now, the only reason I want to go on this space shuttle also is because I have rather a fetching outfit that I intend to wear for it. It is in cerise, which you may not think is the ideal colour for a space shuttle outfit. However, I am told...
Daring no more chance.
Two outfits.
There were two outfits, I'm
afraid. Well, I took a change of clothes.
Well done, Giles, but I'm afraid Derek still gets the point on the subject and 3 seconds on space shuttle starting now.
So starting on the space shuttle, I asked for the removal man to come in straight away and close the door.
Well, Derek Nimmer was speaking as the whistle went, gained the extra point, and he's now very definitely in the lead, 2 points ahead of Giles Brandreth at the end of that round. Derek, you begin the next round. The subject is... cocktails. Will you tell us something about those in the game starting now?
Well, I'm very glad that you asked me to talk about cocktails because it so happens that I am at the moment preparing a book about cocktails, which will soon be available by...
Sheila Hancock.
Well, that's really the second hesitation.
Yes, I think that is one. Yes, he stumbled over his words. We call that hesitation. Mm. 50 seconds on cocktails with you, Sheila, starting now.
Well, cocks actually don't have very big tails. Some big white things.
Derek, if you hadn't challenged, this would have still been a clean show.
Hesitation. She looked straight at me and said, stubbly little white thing. There was a hesitation just before that. That's what it was, a hesitation.
Well, it all happens in just a minute. It proves how utterly spontaneous the whole program is. Derek, I agree with you, your challenge. She did hesitate, and I can understand why. And there are 43 seconds left for you with cocktails starting now.
A Harvey Wallbanger is something which I invite you to try. And this is same name, because the chap with that particular...
Giles Brandon.
You had a name earlier when you named one of the earlier cocktails. You said about the unusual name.
Yes.
About the milk
so
thing.
Named
yes.
was the word I just used.
No. I'm afraid it was a four-letter word on both occasions.
Well, listen, Giles, and I agree with your challenge, and you have 3 seconds on cocktails starting now.
My favorite cocktail is the White House, which is a Bloody Mary without any vodka.
Giles got the extra point when the whistle went. Derek Nimmer still in the lead. Shea Hancock and Kenneth Williams are training a little, and Sheila begins the next round. And the subject is How I Spend Sunday Morning. Will you tell us something about that, Sheila, starting now?
How I spend Sunday morning really rather depends on how I spend Saturday night. If I haven't had a heavy time, I usually get up at about 6 o'clock in order to catch up with my Open University work before my children start arising and getting in my way. Then at about 9 o'clock, we have breakfast.
Giles.
A repetition of o'clock.
Yes, I'm afraid o'clock came
yes,
in
but
the
isn't
book.
It all hyphenated?
Yes, but you repeated the word o'clock.
Yes, but 6-0.
No, no, Shirley, you can't think of that way. Not if you're going into the Open University. I don't think there's... there are 40 seconds, Giles, how I spend Sunday morning starting now.
My Sunday morning is also devoted to my offspring. My wife and I have 3 children under the age of 7, and now we've discovered what causes it, we can put a stop to it.
Hesitation.
Oh, come off. If you're going to laugh
How
like
can there
that,
be hesitation when we have 3 children? We're going to be married to them.
Game long enough now to keep talking.
No, I think we've got to have that dramatic license. If he gets as good a reaction from our audience as that, he's got to give an infinitesimal pause in order to let them savour his thought before he continues. I considered he was doing it legitimately, and he continues with 30 seconds left on how I spend Sunday morning, starting now.
I am a Sunday school teacher, and this is because I have discovered recently that throughout the schools in this country...
We've discovered what's causing it.
You've discovered it, yes, I'm afraid so. Derek, you have the subject of how I spend Sunday morning. 24 seconds, starting now.
Well, I have to go to Holy Trinity, Brompton, because my daughter and my wife, indeed, are both groupies of the vicar who preaches there. He has wonderful sermons, and they are terribly good. And also, they have a 1611 Bible, which I like enormously. I do hate series 1, 2, and 3 from the prayer book, because you never know where you are. But if you get a really old-fashioned matin, it does the one extra space.
So, Derry Nimmo's increased his lead, but he's still only 2 ahead of Giles Brandreth, and they're both way out ahead of Sheila Hancock and Kenneth Williams. But, Kenneth, you begin the next round. And the subject is law. Will you tell us something on that in the game, starting now?
There's common law in England, and there's bylaws, which are quite another matter. Now, one of them states that if you're taken short, you can do it against the Mansion House. It's never been rescinded, you see. The same with the common law of trespass, which maintains...
Giles, you've challenged. You'll probably win the point. What was the challenge?
No, I fear he won't, because he's repeated common, you see. I think the word you gave us was law.
Yes.
And he has said common law, and he's come back to common law again. I hate to...
Yes, sir, do we all, because we're enjoying it. So let's give Giles a point for a correct challenge. But
no,
you're
quite right. I said common twice.
I know you did.
I didn't realise that.
I did. I've been
on the brain like mine occasionally.
I was trying to be generous, Kenneth, because you haven't got as many points as Giles, you see. And I know Giles can also be very generous, because he's got so many points. But let's play the game correctly. Giles, you have the subject and a point, and there are 37 seconds starting now.
For many years, I was brought up on such legalistic phrases as in loco parentis, which means my father is an engine driver.
Other sundry technimo challenge.
But it can't be a closet rabbi, an engine driver, and a driver. It must be deviation.
He is a multi-talented man.
So, I disagree with the challenge, Derry, but I know you... I'll show you how fair I am. I know you only made it to make a very good joke, and you get a point for a good thing, but Giles also gets a point for an incorrect challenge, so once you've interrupted, it's difficult to get going again. But Giles, you continue, and there are 25 seconds law starting now.
The law is an ass. So they say. Now, my father had nothing to do...
Derek,
well, he can't repeating his bloody father all the time.
I mean, don't
father
be rude.
His father must be a
repetition. That's a swear word. We can't swear word. It's a family show.
You just said Bloody Mary. I've only said Bloody Father.
Oh, dear me. Well, there's blood on our hands now. So, Giles, I disagreed with the challenge. You keep the subject.
He did repeat Father.
Oh, is that what your challenge?
My challenge was.
Oh, I thought you were. I thought your challenge was deviation because his father had so many different professions. I'm sorry. No, he did repeat Father.
Although you may believe his father is on the card, it is not. The question is law.
Yes. All right, Derek. I thought you made another challenge.
I was really speaking of my father-in-law, however.
I heard your challenge incorrectly, Derek. I agree with you now. So there are 22 seconds on law with you starting now.
The law of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not. It is fascinating to think that there in Mesopotamia, these extraordinary people speaking an ancient Sumerian language were able to produce a law which did not change for hundreds of years. Now, if you went to the Holy Trinity Conference,
Derek Nimmo, speaking as a whistle wind, gets that extra point, and it is still neck and neck between Derek Nimmo and Giles Vanderith, way out ahead of Sheila Hancock and Kenneth Williams in the game. And Giles begins the next round. It is Things I Can't or Cannot Finish, starting now.
Sentences, principally, because I'm rather like the great General Sedgwick, who at the Battle of Spotsylvania put his head over the parapet and said they couldn't hit an elephant at this distance. And then he was killed. Now, it's an unfortunate thing. Recently I went away to Northern Ireland to get away from it all, and there I was. In fact, I had gone in order to finish my novel, because I'm a very, very slow reader. And
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
Very, very.
You're never a very, did. Very slow. You sure should just be a slow reader in this case. Derek, you have a correct challenge, and there are 37 seconds on Things I Can't Finish, starting now.
Well, I have a lovely piece of tapestry that I've been working on for many years now, and I seem to be unable to finish it. I put it aside. I take it with me quite frequently in my handbag, and if I'm sitting on a tram car in Melbourne, Australia, I take it out, and with my little needle, I thread the strings and cords through it, because that is what I like to make it out of. Curious enough, some people use thread, but not me.
No.
Giles Brandreth, Charles.
Thread.
Yes, I'm afraid you repeated thread before.
Yes, that's right, I don't.
Giles, it's 14 seconds, Things I Can't Finish, and there are, and you might be able to finish this one if you keep going to the 60 seconds, starting now.
I find it frightfully difficult to finish telephone conversations. Recently I was...
Derek Nimmo.
Revolutionary recently. Recently was in Northern Ireland. Recently he was television.
Yes, well, listen, Derek. Well done. Yes, he did say recently as in Northern Ireland. And that was when you were talking before. And there's a deathly hush in the audience. They're trying to work it out themselves.
Such a trivial challenge.
Yeah.
I think one or two of them are quite amazing.
Order. Repetition of order.
And for all those who listen abroad to our program, let me tell you that that was the Speaker of the House of Commons, who normally starts... you're bored out of your minds, aren't you? Carry on with Just a Minute. 10 seconds with Derek Nimmo. Things I Can't Finish, starting now.
Another thing that I can't finish, really, is digging my vegetable patch, particularly because at the moment it is frozen solid. I tried to get a spade into that, and all I did was...
Kenneth Williams.
Deviation, it can't be frozen solid. The weather has been most clement. In fact, I commented to my friend Muriel only the other day, I said, isn't it lovely for January? Yes. Really beautiful, and the soil is in marvellous condition. The gardener at Regent's Park pointed that out to me. Yes.
And so your remark is incorrect, Derek, and Kenneth has a point with only 2 seconds to go at the end of the last round. Things I Can't Finish, starting now.
On Just a Minute, I can't finish because I'm continuing to do that.
Good finish on that one. Gain an extra point for doing so and finish.
Oh, I've won. Go on, I've won now. Haven't I? How many points I get?
Five.
Oh. I just won.
Sheila Hancock only got 5
as well. Oh, you're joking.
Yes, I saw you
go. Oh, only got 5. Yes, I thought you said I won, I was going to say.
No, 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 no. You do win. I mean, you won a few weeks back when you came.
Oh, but, yes.
Not every time. So Kenneth and Sheila finished in third place equal. But there were many points behind Giles Brandreth, who was only 4 points behind this week's winner, Derek Nimmo. Well, we do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute, and we hope that you'll want to tune in again and receive it once more when we get together and play this delightful and impossible game. But thank you. Bye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Pete Atkins.